It's great to be out at church, though. It's great to be out in his house with his people. You know, you come to different places, and I've gotten the privilege to know, when I come in, I realize I knew several of you here, actually, but I've gotten the privilege to know Jerry and his family and Bobby, and I know Bobby came out on a Wednesday night, but it was only because he invited me that he's here. It's not just because I'm preaching. He felt a little guilty since he asked me if he was going to show up. But it's already been great to be here. It really has. Certainly desire your prayers. Got just a little bit on my heart tonight, and good Lord be our helper, we'll give it to you. But I'm going to be preaching over in Acts in chapter 4. And we'll start reading at verse 5. I want to grab one little piece of a verse here, though, just to kind of get my thought for the message. In 1 Peter it says, "And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." You know, I thought as I stood up here, as I get up here and preaching brothers in the congregation tonight, and I thought I'm definitely the least among the brethren, as Paul said. But I always want to stand up and put the cross first.
Amen.
It's not about us anyway. It's about putting the cross out there and telling you about Jesus Christ, about God, and what He's got for us. Yeah. But I thought, be ready always to give an answer of the hope.
Yeah.
And as I thought on that, my mind went over here in Acts chapter 4, verse 5, and we'll start reading that. It says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Cephas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we these day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he has been made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole." I want to stop right there for just a minute. I'm going to read on a little farther. But as I thought on this, I thought about, you know what? You ever had anybody come up and ask him to say, who is this Jesus Christ? What does he mean? What answer do you give him? Do you give him the by the book answer? Well, he saved me from hell. He went and died on a cross some 2,000 years ago. He rose again the third appointed day. And they go, yeah, but who is he? What's your answer? You know what? As I begin to think on that, you know what? I thought about this, and don't ask me why. My wife's going to say, I don't know anything about this, but for some weird reason, I got on turnips Sunday morning. And I ain't seen a turnip straight out of my garden in 20 years. But tonight, I want to talk a little bit about laundry detergent. And my wife's going to go, he has no clue what that is either. But I thought about that, and I thought about that. I'm going to equal this out to Jesus Christ here. But I thought about that, and I thought about, you know what? No doubt I can tell you by the brochures or by the commercials or whatever, I can tell you about a good laundry detergent. I can tell you all about how it cleans. I can tell you all about what it does. But I don't really know how good it is because I've never used it. And I thought about that with Jesus Christ. You know what? Some of us sitting in the church house, some of the religious people around here today, they can tell you exactly maybe what the Word says Jesus Christ is. But they don't know who He is. They don't know how to use Him. They don't want to tell you. They can't tell you exactly what He is to them. You know what? If you want to win people to Christ, you've got to be able to tell them what He's done for you.
Yeah.
That detergent, you've got to tell them how it's cleaned up your clothes.
Yeah.
How to use it, maybe. How to get there. Yeah. How to call on Him and say, Lord, I need your help.
Yeah.
How He's helped you in a time of need.
Yeah.
He saved your soul. But what did that really mean to you? As far as I know, none of us in here have ever been to hell. But we know He saved us from it. But what did that truly mean to you?
Bless you, Lord.
I shared this with them Sunday morning. As I began to think about this, and I began to think about my answers, or somebody was to ask me this, Jesus Christ is my friend. You know what? I can give you the answers that the Bible says all day long. But He's somebody I can talk to.
Amen.
Somebody I can reach out to.
Amen.
I do everything by the name of Jesus Christ. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I can't even breathe unless He wills me. I can't even get up here and stand and preach to you unless He allows me to.
Amen.
This man that I've come to know, He's right there beside me all the time. He's right there when I stumble and scrape my knee. He picks me up and He dusts it off. You know these young children. I've got two young children. And if mama's not around, mama's around, it's a different story. But if mama's not around, they hurt themselves, they come running to me. They expect me to make it better somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? My Savior, that's who He is.
Mm-hmm.
If I get hurt some way, I go running to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
Lord, just help me. Be ready always to give an answer.
Amen.
What is it to you? What is it to you?
Bless the Lord.
If you just quote the textbook here and say, well, this is what Jesus Christ is, or do you let somebody
bless
know what He's been to you?
Bless you, Jesus.
I can tell you all great, all day, how good our laundry detergent is in the house. But I've never used it. I really don't know if it is or not. I know it keeps my clothes clean thanks to my wife. Maybe it's her in there with some elbow grease. I don't know. But until I use it, until I find out, until I really get down there where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, that's when I know.
Amen.
I love what Peter says here.
Mm-hmm.
He says, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, but by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you all. This stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner.
Yeah.
You know that lost person that asked you, they just see an old beat up stone there, an old beat up Bible maybe, just an old beat up book. They don't understand that this has the words of eternal life. I mean, you can read them every scripture in here. They're still not going to understand that this is the words of eternal life. Until you start to show them through your life and through the way you walk, through the way you talk, that this is the stone that they need. The stone which was set at naught. So the sinners, the lost people, that just throw this to the side, set it at naught. This stone. Which has become the head of the corner.
Yeah.
You know, my belief, my love for Jesus Christ, all started in this Word right here. Somebody talked to me, somebody preached to me, somebody sang to me about things that are within this Word.
Uh-huh.
And I admit, I didn't care a thing about it at first.
Bless
and then I started to realize some of these people, well, they might know what's going on. I started to realize the things that they were telling me were the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And God was knocking on my heart and saying, come to me.
Yeah.
Child, just give it all to me. And you know what?
Bless you, Lord.
I met a man that night.
Amen.
That is so indescribable. I can't tell you what he will be to you. I can't tell you when someone asks you this question, well, tell me who Jesus Christ is, how you should answer. I can give you the scripture that you can give to them. But you're not going to win them until you tell them what He is to you. What He is to you. They're not going to realize.
Bless you.
Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I like what 13 says here. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
They had been
Amen.
With Jesus. You know, I'm just an old country boy. I've got a college education, but it's in computers. It has nothing to do with the Word of Christ. I'm totally unlearned and ignorant when it comes to that.
Bless you.
But I do know where to get the information.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Amen.
And I fully acknowledge that He is the one who holds my very life in His hands. I told you before, I can't do anything without Him.
Amen.
Without Him allowing me, I fully acknowledge that He's the one. As He said over there in Job, He's got a hedge about me, that nothing may come to me unless He allowed.
Bless Him, Lord.
That's the man who's there for me.
Uh-huh.
And you know what He starts to do? I start to read that word, and He starts to put the knowledge in my head that is telling me there. You know,
bless you,
Jerry, I hope they'll forgive me. They might ask you not to send me back, bring it back.
Bless Him, Lord. Bring it on, brother.
There's all these translations of the Bible out there nowadays.
Bring it on.
Because people say they can't understand the King James Version.
Right.
You want the knowledge and the understanding that comes from what's written in that book right there, King James Version? Get down on your knees and pray and seek God.
Amen.
Man can't tell you exactly what this says. I've got a reference Bible up here that's got all kinds of man's commentary. And I'll be honest with you, I'll read through it sometimes and be like, Not hardly. I mean, sometimes it really helps me. I'm not going to lie. I appreciate it. But I also take it. And I turn it over to God when I'm trying to
bless Him.
And I say, God, show me what You'd have me to see.
That's right.
And you know what, folks? We'll go back to boldness here in a minute, but I'm on the ignorant men right now.
Bless you, Lord.
He don't open up the whole Bible to me at once.
Right.
He don't. And sometimes He'll open verses to the knowledge that I need at that time in one direction, and He'll open them in another direction the next time.
Yep.
Not that the verses change, not that it means two totally different things, but that what it's saying, I needed this piece of it for this time, and I need this piece of it for that time.
Yep.
The knowledge. What is Jesus Christ to you?
Amen.
Be willing. Be ready to give an answer.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. And this is something I need more of, but Jerry, is the boldness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that. You know, folks, we live in a day and age to where the world is creeping into the church more and more.
Yeah.
There's more and more things coming in.
Yeah.
The lovely law they signed here just a couple weeks ago. But you know what? We want to get uptight about that. But we don't want to look at the little sins, what we call the little sins that are actually hurting the churches more.
Yeah.
You know what Proverbs chapter 6 says? It says these six things is the Lord's hate.
Yeah.
You know what one of the ones in there is? Sowing discord among the brethren.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with homosexuality. Has nothing to do with abortion. The other one's a lying tongue. The other one's a proud heart.
Yeah.
All of it has to do with what comes out of this mouth.
Yeah. Amen.
We are here to lead as many to Christ as possible.
Amen.
Regardless of the name above the door, if you've been saved by God's grace, you are the church. You are the church if you've got it covered under the blood and you follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are the church.
Yeah.
And our goal is to lead others to Christ.
Right.
And if we're sowing discord among the brethren, if we can't bind together in unity, then how can we tell anyone who Jesus Christ is?
Yeah.
How can we be ready to give an answer of what we believe, of the hope? Do they see any hope if we're not gathered together in unity?
Amen.
There's no hope there. I don't want to be a part of anything that's not bound in unity. If I see a bunch of people bickering against amongst themselves, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to walk the other way.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of it.
Listen.
I've seen too many times amongst just families. There's one person in there, seems like, I've seen several families like this, they thrive on keeping something stirred up in the family. Church, if we're not careful, Satan will plant somebody like that in the church.
Yep.
And that's what they thrive on, is to stir something up in the church.
Amen.
Now that person can be saved just like the rest of us,
they can come to repentance. If they are a Christian and just maybe need to get some stuff covered under the blood, they can still come to repentance. But you know what boldness comes in? It's ours as brothers and sisters in Christ to go to them and correct them in a spirit of meekness. Not out of anger, out of love. But that's where the boldness comes in. We need to be telling more Christians, you know what? Step back. Read the instructions again. Learn how to do the wash. Because you're a little out of line right now. And the spots ain't going to come out if you don't put the water in just right.
Bless.
And beholding the man, they had been with Jesus. Your walk and your knowledge should show that you've been with Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we don't have the luxury like the disciples did to walk with it in the flesh yet. But we have the great privilege to walk with Him daily.
Amen.
Sent the Holy Spirit to be a comforter unto us.
Amen.
That we might know wrong from right. That we might know when we need to pray. That we might know how to answer these people when they ask us who Jesus Christ is. Like I say, we can give them the Bible definition all day long, and they've heard that all their lives probably.
Yep.
But they want to know why you follow Him.
Mm-hmm.
And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them as manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.
Amen.
When you give your life fully over to Christ, people should see a change in you. They should be no denying that there's something different. That there's something they might want to ask you about. If they think you're just the same old person, they see the same old person, then you need to look a little closer to them. Because they're not going to ask you about Christ if they don't see that change. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to be there for them to ask us about it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, more than God unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak things which we have seen and heard.
Amen.
That laundry detergent, I can tell you all day, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But until I've seen and heard what it can do, I really don't know. I really have nothing to share with you. Praise God. I know a man named Jesus. And if you ask me what He's done for me, just be ready to be there for about at least 30 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
He's been good to me.
Yeah.
He's been good to me.
Yeah.
He not only saved my soul, He's done so much more. And He blesses me every day.
Amen.
Can you tell everyone what He's done for you?
Amen.
Or can you just quote in the textbook?
Bless me.
Well, Jared, can you have somebody get me a song? I'm